Stellenbosch-based startup Ikubu was bought by the global GPS navigation company Garmin last week because it liked technology that Ikubu developed for cyclists. We are joined now by Frans Strijwig, MD of Ikubu. Frans, welcome, and firstly, congratulations.
Thank you, Hannah.
So let's talk a bit about exactly what this technology does. What's your best elevator pitch for this bike radar technology that you have now sold to Garmin?
Well, Hannah, basically as a cyclist, everybody's afraid of being hit from behind.
Yeah.
So we developed a little micro radar that you clip onto the back of your bicycle, and then it notifies you when cars are coming from behind. And it gives you an idea of the speed and distance of the approaching car.
Have you tested this out yourself at all?
Yes, we are avid testers of our own technologies. And no, it works really well. But the verdict is out whether it'll make a success in the world market.
Absolutely, and I think that's what, you know, this buyout by Garmin will certainly test, as you say. Let's take a step back and talk a bit about how Ikubu has got to this point. What is the story of your company?
So when you introed us, you started by saying that this startup company has been bought by Garmin. Well, in fact, we started in 2006.
Wow.
So this is an 8-year-old startup. We've been self-funded throughout, so we've had to do a lot of project work to fund our product development. And over time, we've really just evolved towards doing computer vision and radar work. So what that really means is that our business is to help people see what they can't.
Hmm.
And so on a deep level, we've always felt that technology should be used to supercharge the human sensory abilities. So we've done lots of interesting work.
In terms of the funding that Ikubu secured, I know that Knife Capital, which has a program known as Grindstone, the Grindstone Accelerator Program, was also part of this journey. How did that come about, and how do they fit in?
Yeah, well, we moved down to the Cape a couple of years back, settled in Stellenbosch. We call it semigration, and started networking and getting to know the companies down here. And you know, Knife Capital was one of the companies that that really gave us a lot of mentorship input. And through their Grindstone Accelerator program, we were really inspired to take the business to the next level. I think they forced us to ask a few difficult questions of ourselves and to make a few key strategic choices in 2014. So I think they're adding a lot to the VC ecosystem in the Cape.
Let's talk about that VC ecosystem, venture capital investing, which, you know, you could argue is one step up even from angel investing. And we often hear that there just isn't enough investment into entrepreneurs, new business ideas, startups, tech companies. It is, of course, improving. What for you are some of the major bottlenecks facing South African entrepreneurs at the moment?
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I think funding isn't easy to come by, but it is becoming better. You know, definitely in the Western Cape, we're seeing a big improvement in angel investors and VCs. But probably the biggest issue for small businesses, is just there's a lot of risk, and failure is not really accepted in this country. I think we've got sort of a very bad culture of not accepting failure, or not sort of not being willing to take a chance of failing. And I think then also there's lots of red tape for businesses. It's not a very investor-friendly community or investor-friendly environment, which I think makes it tough for anyone to start out.
Are you of the view, at least, that there are good ideas out there? I also hear that there is the money, but we just can't find those good ideas, those, you know, tech geniuses. Are there good ideas out there to invest in?
In my experience, there's crazy amount of great ideas out there. In the area where I'm based, in Stellenbosch, there's a lot of companies really on the cusp of greatness. And what I've seen with Knife Capital through the Grindstone program is that really just a little bit of mentorship and a little bit of opening doors can really help a lot of these companies to take it to the next level. And so it's not about just having that great idea. I think it's really about having the ecosystem in place to help these companies to convert. So they're definitely, I think South Africans in general are very resourceful, and we don't have to stand back for anybody in the world. I think when we visited the U.S. A couple of times last year, and every time I was just amazed to see how good our abilities stack up against what the best in the U.S. can offer.
Wow. I mean, that's fantastic and very encouraging. You mentioned Semigration, this sort of hub developing in the Western Cape, in Stellenbosch in particular. There is the Silicon Cape initiative, which tries to bring together kind of tech-minded people with investor-friendly community and try and create kind of a development hub. Would you say that Stellenbosch is where it's at?
Well, for me, definitely. So we're big Stellenbosch fans, but the whole Cape Town community is really, it's very involved across the board. It's not, it's always get people sort of backing their specific spots, but there's a lot of communication and interaction across the board. I mean, when we made our deal public, we had an incredible amount of support from the whole Silicon Cape side, everywhere in Cape Town, but also across the country. I think it's not all just in the Cape. There's a lot of activity in Pretoria and Joburg, and the world is getting smaller. So people can connect very easily, hop on a plane or write an email. It's really just about a willingness, I think, to share information and network and help other people.
Now that Ikubu has had this buy-in or buy-out from Garmin, depending on which way you look at it, what is next for you and the team?
So we are now living in Geektopia.
What is Geektopia?
So we have Garmin's resources at our disposal.
Fantastic.
And we are based in Stellenbosch, developing technology that we love. So we are able to innovate and apply our creative juices to interesting problems.
So is Ikubu now becoming essentially a business unit of Garmin?
Yes, we are now part of Garmin Southern Africa, where Garmin South Africa is more focused on marketing and sales and distribution. We are completely focused on engineering, so we're an R&D office.
And is Garmin looking to pour more resources into research and development in this area, in South Africa particularly?
I definitely hope so. I think they see the potential here. They rate the quality of our engineers. So there is definitely a prospect of over time receiving additional funding from Garmin in this region. I think that for us, that would be a great way of giving back.
Any hints on what technology you might come up with next?
Well, unfortunately, I cannot go into that space, but I can assure you there's a lot to be excited about. Garmin is a quality company. They're very ambitious with the amount of products they roll out every year. They've got an incredible brand and a great manufacturing capability. So, the only thing holding us back is really our imagination.
There you have it. That was Frans Strijwig, the MD of Ikubu, recently bought out by global GPS navigation company Garmin. Great things look set to happen in Stellenbosch.